This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Along the banks of the Devil's River, human hand and footprints were discovered intermingled with wolf tracks. Soon, strange sightings were reported of an unusual creature seen within that wolf pack. A naked young girl with long black hair, running with the pack, a feral girl more animal than human. This is a strange tale of the Texas Wolf Girl.
I'm Alan Brill. Welcome to Brilliant, a podcast from the mind of Brill. Warning, it gets dark in here.
In 1895, a young boy watched a wolf pack attack a herd of goats, which, you know, at that time wasn't abnormal. Among the wolf pack, however, was a most unusual sight indeed. He saw what he described as, quote, a creature with long hair covering its features that looked like a naked girl. Well, everybody kind of made fun of him and mocked him, of course, but still, an interesting story, and it began to spread. And a year later, a woman reported seeing the feral girl in the company of two large male wolves feasting on a fresh kill. When she approached the pack they took off, the girl was seen running away on all fours until she stood up and ran on two legs like a normal human. The Apache in the area also reported seeing human hand and footprints mixed in with wolf tracks along the river. The word of this feral girl spread, and soon everyone was on the lookout for the wolf girl. But who was she? In 1835, John Dent and his pregnant wife, Molly, moved to Beaver Lake along the Devil's River. One night, during a severe thunderstorm, Molly went into labor. She was having complications, and so John had no other choice, so he took off on horseback to a Mexican goat ranch to fetch help. Three of the vaqueros that worked there agreed to return with him, but after saddling back up in the thunderstorm, John was soon struck dead by a bolt of lightning. And when this happened, the three vaqueros rethought the wisdom of setting off on horseback in a thunderstorm and waited until the morning to head out. The next day, a grisly sight awaited them at the couple's cabin. The cabin was surrounded by wolf tracks, and inside, Molly had been torn to pieces. There was no sign of the infant, and the vaqueros assumed that she was been carried off and eaten by the wolves. It was a gruesome conclusion for sure, but also a reasonable one. Now, after the second sighting 10 years later, a group of vaqueros tracked down the wolf pack and got him cornered in the canyon. And having been raised by wolves her entire life, the girl was terrified of the men, and she fought viciously, scratching, biting savagely as the men attempt to rescue her. And finally, they resorted to lassoing her, and whenever they got her lassoed and, I presume, hogtied, an extremely large male wolf from the pack then attacked them, forcing them to kill it. And upon killing this large alpha wolf, the girl let out an inhuman howl and fainted dead away. So with her, you know, sedated because of fainting, they was able to examine her a little better. And they noted that she was covered in wild, unruly hair, and she had well-muscled arms and legs, presumably from running on all fours. They threw her on horseback and took her back to the ranch, and they set her up in a shack. They gave her a blanket and pillows and stuff, but she acted like she didn't want them or didn't know what they were. Obviously, she couldn't speak. She only uttered, you know, groans and guttural animal-like grunts. And, you know, they had no idea what to do with her at the moment, so they just left her alone for the night to settle in. Well, later that night, they heard an unearthly howl from the shack, and a distant wolf pack answered her. And soon the ranch was overrun by a savage attack from a large pack of wolves. They just ran amok mercilessly. They killed all the livestock, any of the pets. They were attacking the house. The men fended them off as best they could with their guns, but during the chaos of this almost coordinated attack, the wolf girl escaped. She tore some boards off the window and climbed out. And so, no further attempts were ever made to rescue her. You know, no harm, no foul. Let her run wild, I guess. And even though they no longer searched her out, sightings of the wolf girl remained reported for years and years later. One account even had her suckling two pups on the riverbank. In 1974, which is, you know, long, long after she should have been dead, a sighting of what I would guess to be her ghost was reported as a trio of hunters. And, well, they were out hunting wild hogs, and they saw, quote, a real skinny girl with long hair and wild eyes. And she was hunched over at the bank of the river. And she's in a kind of haze, a kind of mist. And when the mist cleared, she was gone. And so she vanished. Did she run off at incredible speed into the woods? Was this a ghost? Was this another generation of ghost girl? Did she find like a little feral man out there somewhere? Or, you know, maybe it's just a ghost wolf girl story. No, tall tale. The whole thing, it sounds like a tall tale, you know, a legend that probably isn't true. And I imagine a lot of the sightings weren't. And there's something to consider, though. There are documented cases of children being raised by wolves. Oksana Malaya was abandoned at the age of 3, and she lived in a kennel with dogs for 5 years where they found her. Marina Chapman, 4 years old, was left in the Colombian jungle where she survived for 14 years with a group of Capuchin monkeys. Adam Tolsky, discovered in Siberia at age 7, had been living with a pack of wild dogs since he was 3 months old. Amala and Kamala, of course, very famous twin sisters that in the 1920s they were found in India, having been raised by wolves. So is there... There are actual cases that could bear out there being a savage feral wolf girl running around back then. I presume that a human could survive off wolf's milk. Yeah, surely, maybe, right? When I first heard, I'm like, well, okay, there could have been a girl that was raised by wolves, but you know, it wouldn't be the Dent girl because she was an infant. But then documented case of Adam Tolsky, he was only 3 months old. You know, it's 3 months more than newborn. But yeah, I mean, it could be possible. And the fact that it could be possible just makes it wonderful because, you know, you could think, yeah, it's probably not true, but could be. As far as her suckling the pups on the riverbank, I mean, I suppose a wolf could survive off human milk, like a human could survive off a wolf's milk, but I mean, would she have milk? She would probably not have been pregnant, so I don't know if she produced milk, but I mean, there's also like phantom pregnancies where women do produce milk, so I don't know. It's a great story, and it's captivated my imagination for a long time. I just thought of this girl running wild in Texas being raised by wolves. I used a lot of different sources. I've been into this story for a while. But the main source, again, Cowboys and Monsters. I've used it like the last 2 or 3 weeks now. But there's an excellent chapter on the wolf girl in there. So I'll go ahead and cite it and recommend it. Like I said, I got this from a lot of different sources. And, what can I say? Here's to you, Wolf Girl. Long may your legend continue to live and be told. And long may your howls fill the night. I'll see y'all next week.